A novel called Leaving Tuscaloosa is simply irresistible to a resident, past or present, of Tuscaloosa. Walter Bennett, who grew up in Tuscaloosa, begins the novel, his first, with a map of Tuscaloosa so the reader can follow the action from University Boulevard, which he calls Main Street, to 15th Street, to Heckberry, to Queen City. Some action takes place in what he calls the Red Elephant Restaurant on 10th Avenue, not yet Bryant Boulevard, which was the corner, Kid's Neck in the cemetery down the street. The railroad tracks play a large part, and the black section of town called Cherrytown, south across the tracks, is the center of the action. Throughout the long, hot days and nights of this novel, the local paper mill fills the town with its, quote, pulpy smell, like the breath of a disease. This intensifies the general feeling of suffocation and decay. Set in 1962, this is a race novel, and a lot of what happens and the characters who perform the actions seem, at least at first, familiar from the evening news and many novels. Leaving Tuscaloosa is a cut above the average, however. As the story progresses, the reader is drawn in by a large cast of mostly damaged characters who become increasingly complicated and interesting, and the novel moves from predictable to something like inevitable, from events that are disturbing and violent to a climax that approaches the tragic. For a first novel, this is a real accomplishment. The action begins with a carload of bored, shallow white boys on a Friday night driving around and drinking beer and up to no good. Their stupid prank, throwing an egg at a black preacher walking along the road, turns catastrophic. The preacher dies of a heart attack. The teen who threw the egg, a high school pitching ace, Rich Bo Brascom, called Bo, is not an evil racist kid. He himself is depressed, lives with his depressed, unhappy mother and his violent stepfather, while his shallow, materialistic, remarried father, who left after Bo's sister Lee died of leukemia, pursues further wealth, developing a golf course and housing development just across the Black Warrior River in Northport. At the close, Bo is described as, quote, a boy with a not-quite-dead spark of humanity, end quote. As a younger boy, Bo had had a black friend, AC, but in Deep South Faulknerian style, the friendship had to end at puberty. AC Waits, we are told, also has a dead sister, Garnet, and early in the novel, his brother Rayford becomes a fugitive after killing a deputy in self-defense. AC, intelligent and artistic, has been chosen by preacher John Grice as the one, the Moses who can lead his people to freedom, a terrible responsibility. Keeping Rayford from being lynched is the heart of the novel. The chief deputy, Sugarman Starnes, is violent and sadistic to a frightening degree, the apotheosis of meanness, but Bennett also gives him a tortured childhood in which his grandmother beat him regularly with a harness strap. Starnes has a limp, carries a whip handle, has no regard for the niceties of law, and makes Simon Legree look like a social worker. It may all sound like melodrama, but it has more depth than that. Even though the material seems used sometimes, this novel finally poses the question, especially for AC, leave Tuscaloosa?